Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. Are you sexy? Are you sexy this morning? Come on, feel it with me. Woohoo, I am sexy. Oh, God. I'm home again. I know miracles never cease. And I have to say, it's really nice to be home and have the time to, like last night we went to go see a Cirque Christmas with my kids and had dinner with them and spent the whole evening together. It's nice. And so it's interesting, Gabrielle, my daughter, as you know, called me and she said, Mom, I feel like nothing's happening. And we sat down and did some work around it because I was kind of feeling the same way. And the channel asked me to bring this into all of you, for all of you. For everything there is a season, guys. And this is the season. And, you know, the e-blasts that go out on Monday have already started reflecting this. This is the season of planting so that all your crops come up in the new year. So it's a time to reflect. It's a time to rest. It's a time to get clear about what you want. It's a time to create through your visioning and the morning breathing exercise and your thought processes to get clear about what you want so that the universe can bring it to you. This is that time. And the planting time of getting clear about things, is more important even than the harvesting. So be calm in your knowing that you are creating your life and that it is all taking manifestation for you now. Okay, I just thought that was a really, really important note for all of us. For all of us. All right, guys, the genetic webinar is finally here, Tuesday from 6 to 8. Even more info has come in, big info, I've got to say. So maybe, well, no, they're stopping me there because they don't want to put out that there is a better or a worse time. When I say there's a better or worse time for things to be created, it goes right to no. That if we'd had the webinar instead of the windstorm that took out all the power outage here, we would have still been given the information, and I would have brought it in on a show or some other way. And there's a lot of new information. I'm telling you, I have a whole new concept of genetics after getting all the information from the channel. So that's Tuesday. And then December 6th, and it has been posted for you to sign up, is the Big Predictions webinar. It's always, always, always one of the most popular things I offer. And it's going to be on December 6th. I know that's a fast turnaround. It's the best I could do, guys, because I am loving myself enough to take off for the holidays and going back to see my family for the first time since my brother's passed. And, yeah, I'm planting. I'm resting. I'm taking time to gear up for another amazing year. My God, did I have an amazing year last year. So they just want you to know they'll be covering climate, politics, health, including COVID, money, and more subjects. And this whole webinar is designed for you to ask in the state of the country and the world and the universe what the predictions are that are coming up for next year. Okay. The next thing I want to share with you is at Thanksgiving, I found myself at the end of the day doing work for a friend around some issues they were having. And this is the powerful statement that came through, because what we realized is that she didn't know that she was the God of her that had to create her as the God of her. So, takes us, first of all, to core belief number one, I can never be God. So I want you to state right now and claim and direct, I am the powerful God of me who knows that I can be God. Then it took me to core belief 20. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself. Well, you're never going to create yourself as the God of you that creates your life if you think you have to abandon yourself. And one of the biggest ways we abandon ourselves is not claiming power in the creation process. If you value yourself, you know on this plane that you are the creator of you. And they're saying of the weather and of the politics and of the health and all of it. It all begins within you and responds to the signal that you send out. Okay. And then the third thing to get into alignment is the true meaning of born again. And born again is represented by literally and figuratively rising up from the dead belief that we have no control over our own lives. We have to be born again. We have to crucify the old limiting beliefs of our lack of power and literally, energetically, and figuratively be born again and rise up into our new empowerment. So this is the statement. I think you should all write it down. I am the powerful God of me who creates me as the God I am. I am the powerful God of me who creates me as the God I am. You should be able to feel that when you own it. Now, that begs the question, what God of you do you want to be? I am the powerful God of me who creates me as the God I am. And the God that I am knows that I create my health, my money, my relationships, my success, my view of the world itself, the climate of the world, the understanding in the world, the politics in the world. It all begins within me. Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love. And so it is, baby cakes. All right, is there anything to add? No, they're saying no. Now, go now. Go now to the callers. All right, Phyllis, you're on.
Wow.
Wow indeed.
I know. I could feel it the minute I called in and was waiting on the phone. I just was like, okay, do I even need to ask you anything? But is there anything more other than what you just said that I need to get into alignment to
But and there's nothing else you need to know. And the challenge, guys, is to understand how you apply that to everything that you're working on. So what's up for you?
Well, I'm still, after about 3 or 4 months, I'm having these gut issues, and I keep going, okay, I got control of it, you know, I'm the God of me. And then it starts coming back. It's like, okay, do I just not eat?
Well, hold on. Are we both balanced? Yes. Anybody switched? When you said you don't eat, I know you were joking, but my pendulum goes to yes. So
it's funny. Okay.
It's not about food, but it's something else you're eating that's eating you. Eating figuratively.
Yeah.
So hold on, we're going to a core belief now. Page. Okay. Oh, does this make sense for you, women? My intellect and my heart won't integrate into the whole because I'm off balance of incorrect female and male powerful energy. You need to eat, in quotes, more of your female energy.
Okay.
You need to access and keep directing your intellect. And it's, let me finish one thought. Everything's coming in so fast here. You need to integrate your intellect and your heart. So, you know, when I do a private session, Phyllis, I always start the direction. My heart is integrated with my brain. Right? And they're working together through divine love.
Yeah, my heart is open to the vast nerves of my whole brain.
Yeah, right. Your heart doesn't integrate fully because you keep thinking that you have to defer to the logical. That's the energetic cause behind it. Have you seen a doctor for this?
No.
Well, you need to. They want you.
I do?
Yes, because energetically, guys, if we haven't applied what we know and shifted it, it will take form into physicality. And then you might need some outside help while you're doing the inside help at the same time.
Okay. Can I ask a question? Because I started doing that keto diet about a year and a half ago. It was like fantastic. And then I was sort of doing more keto.
No, not good for you. Not good for you.
Not good.
It goes right
to really?
No. It was
so definitely
it was in the beginning, but now it's taken you out of balance.
Okay.
So explain to me quickly, what does a keto diet represent?
Well, you know, you eliminate carbs, sugar. For me, I just got this immediate clarity of mind, you know, and then I had no idea how addicted to sugar I really was, even though I think, I eat so healthy, and it got rid of all this bloat, you know?
Yes.
And I stopped having to exercise so much because I was just eating, and then I got to go exercise this, you know, maintain. Now it's just...
Okay. All right. I got it. So what happened in the middle there somewhere is you got all focused on what you don't want by trying to make what you do want happen.
Okay.
Did I lose you?
No, I get it. I think, yeah.
Okay. You understand that the focus became, oh, my God, I've got to keep this up. I have to keep my stomach off. I have to, you know. Instead of just eating to feel healthy and good. And it's like, you know what they're showing me? They're showing me in Vegas. The first time I went to Vegas and I hit the 3-7s on the slot machine right away. And the whole rest of the trip, I tried to make that happen again. And I never hit them. That's the line you don't want to cross. That's why I keep telling all of you, when you do the breathing exercise, you're not doing it to force or make things happen. You are doing it simply to feel love around everything that you're creating.
Okay, so I guess that answers the question. I was thinking of doing more of the carnivore diet because it just seems so fantastic.
You know, Phyllis, they want you to quit thinking you have to do a diet and eat healthy.
I've never done a diet before. I just was into this nutrient-dense eating, way of eating just sort of fascinated me.
And that's fine, except now it's gone too far.
Okay.
And that's a pattern with you. You know that. You know that from your days in the service when we first started working. You wanted to always take things too far, too into obsession, kind of. So that you were making things happen. Guys, you don't make things happen. You allow them to be manifested for you through your focus and love.
Okay.
Okay?
So going to something like a naturopath would be okay. So I don't want to go to Western medicine. That just give me.
Why, guys? I want to address this for a minute. Okay. I hear this. I mean, I was working with someone who literally was going to die if she didn't go to a doctor. And she said, oh, I don't want to go to a medical doctor. There are places and times for medical knowledge to intervene. Now, when I say a naturopath is going to do it for you, I get a no. A nutritional specialist, I get a yes. So do you perceive a nutritional specialist to be a medical doctor?
Oh, no.
Well, they are.
Oh, okay.
I want to know what the highest thing the channel has to say about regular, what we call regular medicine. Sheets, book. We're going to a play. And we're going to South Pacific. Okay. And we're going to, you know, it's not possible. That's one of the messages when they give me that play, that it's not possible. Right now, we are literally working and creating us to know that we are the powerful gods of us that have dominion over our physical health and our mental health. We have an inkling. We are well on our way. When I say we know it yet, and I've said it many times on the show, that's our last frontier. We have been indoctrinated to believe that we do not have dominion over our own health and wellness. We do, and when I say we know we do, I get a no. So let's all claim right now, I am the powerful God of me, who creates me as the God I am, that absolutely knows I create the health of my body and my mind. And so it is. All right, I got to move on, Phyllis. Thank you, darling.
Yes, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
You bet. Well, it served a lot of people. Susan, in Niagara Falls, you're on.
I knew I'd be next. I have something for Phyllis. Ha, 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 ha. I go to a nutritionalist, and since the beginning of the year, I weighed about 185. I've dropped 60 pounds. I'm 125. I'm healthy, following her directions, and I stay away from, you know, everything that she says that's not good for me. So, yay. So there's a good one for Phyllis. Yay. Go to a nutritionalist. You'll love it.
Well,
anyway.
A good affirmation. Okay, and what can we do for you? Thank you for that.
Okay, I found out that I had pneumonia and bronchitis. So I looked up in the body book what, you know, the root causes of pneumonia. I've had it many, many times throughout my life.
Okay.
Deep-seated grief was the first thing that came up. And you and I will talk more about this during our session, our first session. Because I want to go into that too.
It's all about the faith you were raised with.
Yes, that's true. That is also part of it. Another part of it, because that's also mentioned in the body book.
Yep.
So, yep.
I have never known the body book to be wrong if you go to the right thing in it. Yeah.
Right. And I decided, hey, I never have to get pneumonia now because now I know the root cause behind it. I just need to, you know,
yes, be
that.
Happy. You need to be happy.
Yes. Be happy and know that what I passed up years ago, and you know about this, because I told you about this when we first met, about the guy that I fell in love with when I was 17. You know all about that. And you sat there with your mouth wide open, like what in the world, you know? Remember that? I don't know if you remember that or not. But
kind of, sort of. But your point is.
Yeah. Right. So my point is I never have to go through that again now. All I have to do is focus on being happy and knowing that what I want, and because I'm using the, oh my goodness, your work is so incredibly wonderful. I have been experiencing so many miracles by using your work every day.
I'm
start my morning out
a lot these days. We must have turned a big corner, because I'm getting emails about that daily, about amazing things that are happening in people's lives, mine included. So, yay.
I have miracles every day. It is incredible.
Good.
I am loving
all
it.
All right. And I want to reiterate to everyone, you don't ever want to go to, I don't ever have to be or do blah, 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 the negative again. Only,
only
focus and celebrate and feel love around what you want.
Very
okay?
good. Love that. Love that.
All
absolutely
right.
love it.
All right.
I love
you
so much.
Bye-bye.
Looking forward to the art session.
Oh, you bet. You bet. She signed up for the year's sessions. Johanna in Santa Fe, you're on.
Hi.
Well,
everything, oh gosh, everything everyone said is just what I would say. And I, what has contributed to what I've been feeling, but I'm welling up with tears now because it's just so amazing, this work. And also because I'm experiencing grief, and I think it's about leaving my home in Santa Fe. And it's the one thing that I feel like I'm not integrating well. And I didn't know if there was something that you would...
That's a very true statement. And the first thing I heard, Johanna, was pick one precious, and that doesn't mean expensive, but one precious thing from your home that represents your whole home to take with you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, that you can look at every day and go, that home is still with me.
Okay.
And I needed to hear this also. I'm just starting to look at, oh my God, can I ever turn this home over to my daughter before I'm gone? The thought of cleaning my home out is so overwhelming. I don't even know where to start. But I get that. The minute they said that, pick one thing. Do you know what that one thing would be, sweetheart?
No. I mean, I'm thinking of this one piece of furniture, but I really can't bring it to Florida. So I'll have to kind of sit with that.
I don't know what this means, but they're saying you will make the connection. Doorbell.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know where I stored that. It might already be in a suitcase to go to Florida, actually. I'm not sure.
Yeah. That
It was the cat doorbell.
Yes, that's it. And
well, I hope I have it in my packed suitcases, because I can't unpack them.
Well, look around. If you don't find it, then you've got it. You know?
Okay.
But they're saying, you see, a doorbell represents the entrance to your entire home.
Yeah.
So yeah. Every time you look at that, energetically, you can enter and take with you the home that you have loved.
Right.
And you're going off to create another adventure in another home.
Right. That's already there. I mean, I already have all my things there and
okay.
my car. And
so You want to make sure, Johanna, to take your love for the home that you're in into that home. I mean, even to the point of doing a little ceremony.
Okay.
So that home will take on the energy of the love, and you will always feel that there then. Oh, my God, this
Thank
is
you.
So beautiful. This is really
yeah.
beautiful. Yeah, I needed
thank
this.
You.
So thank you, sweetheart. Hold on. Is there anything else? Nope, we got to it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And, you know, guys, don't forget, we've been taught that moving is one of the most stressful things in life we can do. It doesn't have to be that way. So choose, Miss Johanna, choose the experience of moving that you want and create that. All righty, Cindy in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for sharing your channel's information with us.
You're
I was
welcome.
Looking to see if they could give me any advice on dizziness. I've been dizzy the last 2 weeks and really bad at nighttime. And I know it's somewhere in my psyche before it gets into my body. Do they have any help for me in trying to stop the dizziness?
Yes, they do. They want to take you to a core belief, and then we've got to connect it with something. This page here. Well, okay. I can never be God. So, yeah, which goes right along with the show. So,
right.
So, what is it in your life? Hold on, I'm waiting for the words. It's like you're trying to push through something and you keep getting thrown back.
Mm.
And then you try to push through something, and then you get thrown back a little bit, which is
okay.
What, think of the cartoon when the guy runs into the door and it goes boing, 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 boing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're showing me your dizziness is okay. about. So what are you trying to push through?
Well, I had hoped to move closer to my son and grandkids, and it keeps getting pushed out and out and out.
Because?
Closer. Well, I'm not sure, other than
well, there
money.
You go. So, you see, you're trying to walk through a door, and you haven't really clearly defined what you want, or directed the energy to work with you to create it.
Okay.
That's a true statement, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's get
yeah.
clear what you want, Cindy.
Okay.
I am moving closer to my son and my grandchildren.
Okay.
I am creating this in a timely way. I am making this easy and joyful to accomplish this. Now, what's the but? When I said those, what's your but that came up?
It just comes down to having enough money to do it, even though I think I put out to help me make it smoothly and soon. The money just still, I think, is my goal.
Okay. When I say you've directed the money to come in, you've directed the money to be made apparent to you to make this smooth, it goes right to no.
Oh.
So no, I'm creating this move, and I've directed it smoothly, but I don't have enough money, so I don't see how that's going to be possible. You see, you kill the direction right there.
Okay, I got it.
All right. So, guys, I'm telling you, money comes in the weirdest way to me. When I need it, it just comes. And, you know, what they're saying is so many people that are listening now or are going to listen are saying, yeah, but Dee, you know, you're a movie star and you've got all this stuff going and you've got your healing thing going. Well, yeah, I do. And interestingly enough, a lot of the money that comes to me doesn't come through those channels.
Okay.
So it's a true statement, Cindy, and everybody, that we limit the money coming to us by believing that it's not possible.
Okay.
So we're not open to any way that that money can come. So, Cindy, tell me, how much money do you need to make this move?
Well, I haven't really looked into the moving.
Well, then, how are you going to create it?
Well, I mean, actually, for the truck to move out of state and all, I don't know what that cost is.
All right. I want you to make a list of every single expense you need to move out of the state.
Okay.
And get your ducks in a row, woman.
Okay.
Okay. Can your son not help you at all?
No, he's got his own family to support.
No, that's not true. Have you asked him?
Oh. No.
Oh,
but when
well,
he talks
all
to
right.
me, I don't think he has money.
You know, guys, I just want you to hear, this is all of us. This is how we abandon ourselves in creating what we want.
Okay.
So, Miss Cindy, you're not clear about what you need. You've
okay.
limited your possibilities, and you haven't asked.
Okay, I got it.
You got to ask. Ask.
Yeah.
Look, if he can't do any part of it, does he want you there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he
should.
He wants
does.
To be able to help me more. Yeah.
Okay. So, say, look. And let's sit down. Let's figure out how we can do this.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But first of all,
thank you.
You got to know how much it's going to take, woman. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Love you.
Thank
Bye.
You so much. Love you too. Bye.
You're welcome. Oh, my goodness. Jean-Marie, you're up.
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call. Happy Thanksgiving, and I'm very thankful for you and this community.
Oh, thank you. Me too, baby. Me too. What can I do
you.
For you?
Thank you. As I was listening, I started to switch to, I'm very joyful I found my iPhone, and that's why I'm calling. My iPhone is not here. I don't know if it's in the house or if it was stolen out of the car.
Well, first of all, why would you leave it in your car?
Well, I live in a rural area, and I live in a very long driveway.
I didn't ask you that.
Why would I leave it in the car? Oh, because I was going back out to, and I use it for the GPS.
Okay. When I say, that's the right question, when I say it was taken out of the car, I get a no. So... When I say you've said, I know where it is. I know exactly where it is. I get a no. Have you directed
No,
yourself?
I don't know where it is. That's why I'm calling.
Yeah, but sweetheart, everybody, you have to say, I know. I know exactly where it is. So that your brain and your subconscious can remind you of where it is. I told you the story of when I lost my billfold. And I didn't realize it till the end of the day. And I started to panic because there was a lot of money in it and all my credit card, blah, 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 blah. And I stopped and I went, no, I know exactly where it is. and it's been held safe, and it's waiting for me to pick it up. And literally, I went, oh my God, I left it at the grocery store. Drove back to the grocery store, went up to the teller. They said, oh yeah, I found it and I put it in a safe drawer for you. But if you keep saying, I don't know where it is, if you put that into a computer, can the computer find what you're looking for?
No.
No.
Oh my gosh. You know, ever since you said reframe and don't focus on the negative, I have just been catching myself.
Yeah.
Constantly. And
I
have
know.
To keep, that's not what I choose. I'm choosing the joy. I'm choosing the love. I'm choosing the, you know, whatever
well,
the positive
good.
Is, whatever
that's
it is.
A big corner for you to turn, for any of us to turn. That's why this work is called conscious creation. Because the more conscious we are of what we are creating, the more it manifests. I'm getting, Jean-Marie, that it's somewhere in the house.
I got the same thing, and I've been cleaning and,
the physical house, the house she lives in, the house that she pictures when I say that. I'm asking the right question. Have you looked in the bedroom?
No. I'm barely upstairs.
Yeah, well...
You know, there's an old iPhone up there, not the current one that I use.
Oh, I think that's where we're going. And there's a reason we're going there. There's something on that iPhone you need.
On the old iPhone?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's easy. I know exactly where that one is. And it has, like, photographs and all kinds of fun stuff. Creations that I made.
Yeah, there's something on that iPhone. And then once you find that, you can find your other iPhone. Interesting. In other words, they had to set it up in some way so that you would, I mean, that I got to tell you, this happens to me all the time as the work progresses, and I'll stop finally and I go, all right, you're trying to teach me something here. What am I supposed to know? What am I supposed to learn? Where am I going here? So just be aware of that, guys, that the more advanced you get in the work, that's their way of communicating with you, basically. But you have to stop and go, okay, what is it? What am I supposed to know? What are you trying to get me to focus on? And then they can answer that. Okay?
So
got to move on.
Situation where I'm supposed to ask why and what they're trying to teach me by having the other the current phone, the useful phone.
They're trying to teach you that there's something on that other phone you need to focus on, and then you can find your new phone. But you would never go back and look at that other phone. And,
you're right. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Well, thank
all
you.
Right. You bet. Goodbye.
I am beginning. I'll see you Tuesday. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Emla, I hope I'm saying that right. In Connecticut, you're on.
Hi, Dee. It's Emla. Yes. Emla. Nice to meet you.
See, that's my Kansas Midwestern. You always go for the
A.
What can I do for you, baby?
I take accountability and responsibility for myself. I live with family. I have a visual impairment, which causes blindness. It's very topsy-turvy with the family, especially my sister. She really has entitlement issues, and it's just like she pokes at me with the scapegoat thing because my vulnerability, and it's really difficult. She's always been difficult.
Okay, what in you, let's just go to what in you, is creating, magnetizing that from her. Remember, it all starts within us. And there's three things they want to give you really quickly. First is a core belief. This page here, 1, 2, 5, 6. I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong.
Yes, so, I don't belong feels right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
And you're not supposed to be here being blind, are you? That wasn't the plan.
I don't know, because it's a genetic disorder, so I think it's actually the opposite. I think I created this. Like, this is what I want to learn.
Well,
I want to see with less physical insight. With less physical eyesight, I want to create more insight.
I
feel it. Yeah.
And, Amla, you can choose to see physically and create yourself seeing more metaphysically.
Absolutely,
and
I am. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So the first thing is, I belong. If you don't know that you belong, she is going to come forward to remind you that you don't belong.
Got it. Okay.
That's number one. Another core belief. Okay, this page here. I'll never be good enough, so I leave.
Okay.
They want to replace the word leave. I'll never be good enough, so other people want me to leave.
Okay.
That's your subconscious belief. Again, you see why that would magnetize her coming to you. You have to know that you're good enough, that all the people who love you want you to stay and share that space with them. Okay?
Okay.
That's got to be the shift within you. Then sheets. But give me a song, please. Any song that pops in.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Yeah, that happens now. Not in the future. Not Somewhere Over the Rainbow, my sister's going to be decent to me. I am creating this right now. I am creating that I belong. And I am creating that everybody honors, respects me, and wants me to stay there because I'm good enough.
Yes.
And it all happens right now.
Whew.
Invoking the simple formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love, and so it is. That was a statement for all of us, guys. Absolutely every single one of us. And so it is. Thank you so much for bringing that in, Amla.
Thank you. I could breathe. I feel like I'm breathing.
Good.
So taking more air in. Yeah, it makes complete sense to me.
So just remember, everybody, it begins within you. You shift your energy. All energy around you must shift. That's science and that's spirituality. That's why Christ said, turn the other cheek. Because if you come back in judgment, or you come back in fighting, then it escalates. If you come back with love, it balances out. Okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Right,
love is the answer. God
always.
Bless. Happy holiday.
Yeah,
thank you.
You too. All right, guys. Again, what a flipping show. Good God. I say this every week, but I just, wow and wow about what you bring in. Okay, do not forget, or in the positive, please remember the genetics webinar. You are not going to want to miss this information. It's Tuesday, and the predictions week webinar is December 6th. The yearly specials, my Christmas gift to you, the $100 private sessions will be posted soon. It will be first come, first serve. There is a limited amount that we can do. You don't have to do them in January this year, and it will be limited to one per person. Okay? It'll be posted this week. Again, first come, first serve. All right, let's say it together. I love me. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about. Yeah.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.